The Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College has a new monumental exhibition that fills its biggest galleries. The large-scale painted and sculptural works address humankind's strained relationship with the environment and its vast ecological consequences. The exhibition is titled Mark Dion and Alexis Rockman Journey to Nature's Underworld. It opens on Saturday, the 13th of July, with a conversation with the artists and a reception. We are thrilled to have this incredible trio with us. I don't think we have Alexis on the line yet, but we'll get Alexis, I believe. Dayton director of the Tang, Ian Berry, is here. Hello, Ian.
Hello, Joe.
It's really nice to see you. Thank
always
you very
good
much.
To see you.
We enjoy having you on our program always because we know when you come, you're going to tell us about really cool things happening in the region. We also welcome one of these two amazing artists, Mark Dion. Mark, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to join you.
Really nice to have you. All right. Ian, give us a sense of how this came about.
Well, this is a show. Both Mark and Alexis are artists that we have had a long relationship with at the Tang, and both of them have been part of group shows at the museum throughout the years on various themes. And because the Tang is such an interdisciplinary space and we welcome all kinds of thinking and reacting to the world, both of their work finds great sympathy, I think, with our mission. And we're thrilled to sort of welcome them now to show their work in full glory in a show that both of them had a great deal to do with putting together. It's a touring show. We're thrilled that cities across the country are going to be able to see their work in depth. It's a rare occasion, only the second time in the museum's history that one exhibition will take over the whole museum. Which is very exciting. So we're both upstairs and downstairs.
I was going to say, is that thrilling or scary? Or
both? Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
In a way, I can't imagine it any other way because this is, you want to dive deeply into these works, and giving it the space it needs is a thrill and a joy for us to see so many of these works are favorites that we've seen in other contexts to a brand new piece that Mark and Alexis made together, which is in the downstairs gallery.
All right. So I want to talk to Mark here, but let me just ask. So the largest work, the one that you said, oh, can we fit, is what?
Well, this new piece is quite a monumental
Is that the one in the
object?
That's in the shipping container?
It is. It's a very large diorama, and it's called American Landscape. And it is structured inside of a giant shipping crate. And when you come to the window side, when you peer into it, you see what looks like an American landscape. And it's actually a golf course. Alexis and I, being very ecologically minded, we think of the golf course as one of those kind of worst examples of misuse of landscape, right? Of a place where there's vast amounts of chemicals. It suppresses biodiversity. It misuses water. It's about exclusion, right? And so everything about that landscape to us is everything that we're doing wrong to the planet right now.
It is. We talk in the art world, Ian does it much better than I do, but of how one piece will inform another, how one thing can inform another. So working with the two of you working together, is that always the goal to make those connections obvious or to just do the art individual and hope that connections can be made?
You know, I think we both have a very similar relationship to collaboration. You know, collaboration should be a situation in which each person gets to do what they want, not that each person has to compromise. And so this is something Alexis and I have been really interested in, for a long time. A big part of that is, we are enormously influenced by natural history display, and we use that in our work. And we both have been very influenced by the American Museum of Natural History and that history of the construction of and perfection of the diorama art. So, it's always been a dream for us to make dioramas on that scale, and this is the first time we've really been able to accomplish that.
And I'll say that's one of the ways that having the show at the Tang is so exciting for us, is not only do we get to learn about the research and the ideas of Mark and Alexis in their own works, but we get to teach about the history of museums, and we get to teach about the history of who speaks in museums and who's created those histories and why do we understand the timelines of natural history the way we do. And in particular, in Albany, many people will remember visiting the State Museum's dioramas.
Yeah.
And so we have sort of local examples where many people in our region will have visited those as school children or as adults with their own families and now come and see maybe some critique or some little switch or a little turn that enlivens and potentially gets you to look back at those and think more deeply, maybe.
So there is an essay in the catalog called How to Seriously Contemplate Apocalypse. You are quoted in that interview, Mark, as saying, for both of us, the golf course is the distillation of many of the factors that have brought us to a point where people can seriously contemplate apocalypse. It seems like that's something we should seriously contemplate.
I very much think so. I think that, Alexis and I are really curious why we are really at this critical environmental moment. And we're not seeing a response from that from the cultural community in a way that we might have expected, right? There have been no really major exhibitions about environmental politics in American museums for a long time. And this is work we've been doing really since the 80s. So we're not newcomers to this, but we don't understand why are we just a few of the artists working on this. We think this should be something most people in the cultural community are really concerning themselves with.
So let me introduce Alexis to our audience. He's joined us on by phone. You can put on your headphones, each of you, so you'll be able to hear Alexis. And there are little dials in front of you if it is too loud or too soft. But Alexis Rockman is with us and with Mark Dion. The exhibit is Journey to Nature's Underworld, opening Saturday, July 13th at the Tang in Saratoga on the campus of Skidmore College. Alexis, tell us about, first of all, welcome. Thank you very much for being with us.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here and there.
Yes. Well, it is nice. It's cool to be two places at one time. It's very neat.
Not the last.
Cinematic oil painter is how I've heard you described. Give us a sense of what that means.
Well, I mean, I grew up loving many of the same movies Mark and I love science fiction movies. And we love all movies, but we have a lot in common. And one of the great things that painting can do at this point in culture is to show images bigger than you, that are handmade, and also deal with time travel and all sorts of other ideas that photography or digital media can't do quite as well from my perspective or our perspective.
So we were talking before you came on, we were talking about this idea of your work informing each other, of how those works inform each other. So give me an idea of the timeline of how, because you don't work together per se, right?
No, but we actually met, we heard about each other when we were both undergraduate students at School of Visual Arts in the mid-80s. And I was told about Mark, and I was skeptical because I thought I was the only one that was interested in this stuff and knew what I was talking about. But when I eventually met Mark, we had so much in common, and he was so generous with his information that I just, you know, was very much enamored from his perspective. Was informed what I was doing, but he also knew a lot about things that I hadn't caught up on in terms of the research being done and on invasive species and the biodiversity crisis and the texts from the scientific community. So he encouraged me to look into that, and we really have been working off and on for almost 40 years on these issues.
And as for you, Mark, of that working on this and even looking at this particular exhibition, which, as we said, we've used the word monumental. I mean, it does give you a lot to take in.
There's a lot to take in, and the tone can be dark, but I think there's still something that really is attractive to the audience. One, of course, is Alexis's remarkable skill as a painter, which just brings audiences right in, and his ability to make even the most miserable things visually exciting is important. And you know, but I do think and that we also both employ humor as you know, it's very hard to talk about some of these dark things, but yes, humor helps. I mean, humor is that honey in the bitter concoction that makes this stuff palatable and worth engaging. So we're not, this is not a didactic, depressing, finger-wagging environmental exhibition. This is something really compelling and beautiful and well-crafted and intellectually challenging. I think it's an exciting show.
Which fits wonderfully into the mission of the Tang.
And we were very happy to be able to have the show on during the presidential election season.
Yeah.
This show will open in July and close in January. So we have it up for the summer and the fall. And we intend it very strategically to inspire some conversation as the country thinks about the most important issues and what should we be talking about and how we should be voting. We are very hopeful that their work prompts some conversation, prompts some thinking, and hopefully prompts some questions and maybe even some demands of our communities, our neighbors, and our candidates.
So you're saying we have a lot to talk about.
We do.
Which I'm glad, because I have a show to fill every day. So we'll do it together. Mark Dion and Alexis Rockman, Journey to Nation's Underworld, is an incredible exhibition that opens Saturday, July 13th at the Francis Young Tang Teaching Museum and Art Gallery at Skidmore College. Mark Dion is here. Alexis Rockman joins us on the telephone, and the Dayton director of the Tang, Ian Berry, with us as well. So let me ask, I'm looking at, again, the catalog, Mark, and there is a piece here called The Anatomy of Melancholy. Alexis, I'll let you in on a little secret. Before you joined us via telephone, Mark was saying that you know, you come in and you can hang a painting. His stuff takes a little bit longer to get ready. But he didn't seem too bitter about it.
Oh, no, I'm not bitter about it at all. I'm more jealous.
Jealous, yeah, that's a better
word.
So
there are a lot of elements, but we have an incredible team putting these things together. And
okay, so I'm looking at a, and again, I'm describing art on the radio, but Anatomy of Melancholy Dodo.
Right.
And this is, so in what kind of, it looks almost like a drawer or a box that it is in.
So we have, it's in a vitrine, and we have another piece called The Manatee, which is a very similar in a sense that it is floating above a sea of petroleum tar, and embedded in that are hundreds of objects from the history of modern material culture. So it's everything from coins and dice and keys and pearl necklaces and Monopoly hotels and just an incredible array of cheap detritus, in a sense.
And so how does this move in the sense of are those items movable or are they attached at this point?
Yeah, every piece has a very detailed map, and how things come together are presented in these maps. So even if I wasn't here, these things could be put together, although it does help to have my hand in this. In this case, these objects are actually attached, but they are part of a much larger infrastructure that has to go together, really like a puzzle. And these things come out of shipping crates and get assembled.
There's a team, and I'll just say, Joe, the behind-the-scenes scoop right now of what's happening at the Tang is that there is an amazing team of art installers and art handlers and registrars who are very carefully unwrapping Mark and Alexis's work. And the excitement of watching these pieces come out of their crates and get put together is a thrill. And it is a perfect example of why people need to come out and see exhibitions in person. As fantastic as both of their work looks in images, and it does work beautifully as image, both of them, to see the actual objects, to see the handling of the paint in Alexis's works, to see these monumental, ambitious works is worth it every minute you can spend in the museum.
Alexis, tell us about, from again looking at the exhibition catalog, many if not most of these of your paintings seem to be very large.
Mixed up.
Well,
mixed.
As I said mixed. Earlier, I'm sorry. Did,
no,
was
go
that
ahead,
the question
Alexis,
or
please.
No? I mean, one of the things that I love about a painting, and as a child growing up visiting the Museum of Natural History in New York, my mom worked there briefly for Margaret Mead's assistant to put it in the proper food chain.
That's a hell of a food chain.
It is a food chain. It is something that, you know, deals with scale in the same way. I like the work sometimes to be bigger than our own bodies. And, you know, we react to paint, as Ian was just saying. And let me also say that the Tang and Ian's track record there, it's really one of the greatest museums in America. And I'm so thrilled to have this project go there. It's been on my bucket list for decades. So I wanted to thank Ian for embracing the project. I love this idea that the paintings are immersive, they're visceral. It's why to get out of bed and stop looking at your phone and to see things on human scale. We react to things, and our nervous system reacts to things that are physical and in front of you and made by hand. And to see Mark's incredible craftsmanship and his wonderful flair for display, I just think it's really the point of, you know, being an artist at this point and not just having a website.
You have a work, it's called Off Season, and it is, I would say, of a cabin, right? It seems cabin-ish.
Well, there's a funny story about that, if you're interested.
More than a little interested.
I was doing a show in Aspen, Colorado at the Baldwin Gallery around 4 years ago, and or whenever the date is 2003. So let's say 21 years ago.
Yeah.
And a certain couple who were collectors who lived in Aspen asked me to make a painting, a commission about their house, which was a log cabin. And I went over there with Richard Edwards and Harley Baldwin at the time, who was still alive, the dealers from Baldwin. And we had a nice conversation, and they said, well, you know, we really want you to do a project about our cabin, and do whatever you want. So I made this study, which was the idea of, you know, these seasonal houses that have, you know, visitors for maybe 2 or 3 months a year at the most. What happens when, you know, they're gone? And I thought about what lives in that area. You have a moose, you have a an owl, a skunk, a black bear. There's a fox lying on the bed.
Yep.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe they take over. And as soon as the human occupants come, they hear them and they scurry away through the cracks, and somehow the bear gets out too. And I proceeded to present this wonderful, I thought, you know, proposal, and they were appalled and wanted nothing to do with it.
Well, more.
I made the painting anyway, and they sold it to someone else. So
fools
that,
are
you know,
they.
You get whatever inspiration you can from wherever you can get it.
Again, people on the radio won't understand what I'm talking about. But what's the skunk doing? I love the 2 feet in the air.
The skunk is marking its territory in the fire. I thought, what's the worst thing that could happen
while
you're gone? Is a skunk comes in. Not only does it spray, it sprays right into the fire so that you know, that wonderful aroma goes not only in, it goes all over the house somehow, and you know, creates a spectacle and a celebration.
So come see the show in the sweet-smelling Tang Museum.
Yes, very much.
There's a scratch and sniff element to this show, isn't there?
Scratch and sniff. For you, Mark, how long have you been on site working on this?
I did a couple of site visits, and Alexis and I were here last week or so, and then I'm just started now for the week. So I'm a lot of the things I'm not really needed all the time, but it is nice to be there to do the final arrangements, to just make sure everything is tight. And as Alexa said, you know, the Tang is a paragon of a great university museum. University museums in the ecology of the art world are super important. They're entire movements like conceptual art and earth art that just couldn't have gotten off the ground without university museums. And so the Tang has a special place as maybe the one that works best. I think a lot of other university museums wish they could have a program like the Tang.
So the exhibit officially opens on the 13th?
Yes.
And then Family Saturdays begins the 6th. Will the exhibition be open at that point to see?
Not on the 6th, but throughout the summer and the fall. A lot of Family Saturdays reacting to the show.
And then you have the Upbeat on the Roof concert series starting on the 11th?
The ever-popular Upbeat on the Roof concerts, which are now so big they're on the grass. Not on the roof anymore, but we're
stay on the weight limit.
We're really thrilled. They'll start next week on the 11th, and we have an amazing lineup every week. And then Francis Day, July 20th, which is our community open house, which
always a big deal.
Wonderful,
July 20th. Well, you can find out more information about all the events going on throughout the summer, and in connection with this exhibit by going to tang.skidmore.edu, tang.skidmore.edu. Alexis Rockman, thank you so much for joining us via telephone. A great pleasure to have you on our program. Mark Dion, thank you for being in studio. So nice to have you.
Thank you.
And Ian, it's always a pleasure. Thank
you. Absolutely.
And for congratulations on the beautiful work you're continuing to do.
Yeah. See you in Saratoga, Joe.
I look forward to it. Again, you can find out more at tang.skidmore.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.